The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, thank you for asking. We have a special guest today, Kate Breyer from Kate Breyer Interiors. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Jackie.
Thanks for being here with us.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. View the MLS listings or our listings by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com, where we also have our archived radio shows. Okay, Kate Breyer from Kate Breyer Interiors. You are an interior designer, correct?
That's right.
With many qualifications and a lot of experience. Can you tell me a little bit about your background, your history, and your qualifications, please?
Sure. I went to Marywood College and graduated with a degree in interior design, which was then a combination of actually home economics and art. From there, I went and worked in the Washington, D.C. area for a small, actually that was more of a commercial design firm. We did a lot of work for a local D.C. developer, the Oliver Carr Company, and I'm not sure if they're even around in D.C. Anymore, but we did a lot of their buildings, their public spaces, and we always tried to get their tenant work. So that would be law firms, businesses that were
in need of
services.
Okay.
And that was quite an experience because I really was just out of school. But it was a big market and it was commercial and very up and coming. And I learned a lot from the woman who I worked for there. Then I took a lot of time off to have a family. And the good thing about going back into the workforce in this type of profession is, I think they always say, do what you know. Having been home for many years, I do kind of understand what people need in their houses and how houses work. And I think a lot of people in this profession tend to be women my age. So that was sort of a comfort zone for me.
What's the difference between an interior decorator and an interior designer? Is there a difference?
Well, I think an interior decorator was more used to picking out colors and patterns and fabric and that type of thing, which is very helpful, you know, for consulting with different clients. But an interior designer, I think, works more with architects and contractors and a lot of space planning needs.
Okay. So you're a degreed professional and you have all the elements, you know, all the elements relevant to a house or a room's purpose.
Right.
Okay. Now, getting back to what you do and your emphasis these days and your focus, are you an interior designer for residential or commercial or both?
Well, I mean, I'm able to do both because it's sort of the same issue. You're dealing with space planning and a lot of furniture, fabric, all that type of thing in an office. But I've been doing lately mostly residential design.
Okay. Where are your projects taking you?
Lately, this past year, I've been in New Jersey, actually, at the shore, Stone Harbor, New Jersey, and Ocean City, New Jersey, doing two different houses for people there, working with their architects and their contractors.
So new construction?
New construction, right.
Okay, so you come in on a project at the front end rather than after the property's built. You're part of the consulting team. You work with the engineer, the contractor, the builder, the architect, so on and so forth?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Uh-huh. Okay, very good. What's your favorite type of project?
It's this type of project. I think it's really fun, and it's exciting to be part of the team that starts to build a house.
To create something.
To create, and you have a lot of input, and you have a lot of control over the project, so that helps. You don't have to go backward and kind of redo stuff that you don't think is
right,
you know, is right or looks great.
So what do? They give you plans, and you look at the plans, and then you change the plans if you see something you don't like?
Yeah, that's good. Pretty much. And a lot of clients... clients really know what they want, and they're very smart, and they're good at space planning, and they will have an issue maybe with part of a plan and say, well, what do you think? And you sort of consult on that end, and you bring it back to the architect, and, you know, you kind of try to make everyone happy.
My parents just had their house rebuilt from Hurricane Sandy, and on paper, it looked great. It looked great on paper. Now they're in there, and we're looking, we're going, this isn't so great. We wish we would have had somebody to look at this from the beginning.
Yeah, space planning is tricky, and it does look very different on paper. You really do have to do your measuring, and you have to be able to try to visualize a space. If you even have to put furniture up yourself or try to envision it in the space that you're in, because it definitely changes.
Yeah, because the place was a mess, and they took down walls, and they opened it up, and it's not what it looked like.
Yeah, it's a different feel,
yeah.
I'm sure.
It was nicer on paper.
Yeah, it is. It often is. But that's what you try to have, you know, try to avoid.
Yeah, I wish we would have had you in the beginning. You could have straightened everything out before we got there.
Well, to me, your parents' house, it's the same four walls, and it's the same square footage.
Right.
It is, to me, it feels so much smaller. Even though they took down that wall, you would think that you would go in and it would feel larger.
Yeah.
To me,
it seems like a smaller house.
It does.
They
really
took down a wall, and they moved some things around. They took the mechanical out of the basement and put it on the first floor. So where there was a sitting area, they closed it off into a closet. But the wall being gone, and the wall between the kitchen and the dining room was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's one big room, and there's an island. And it seems smaller for some reason.
That's weird,
yeah.
It is weird.
How about your windows? Do you have more windows?
Less windows.
Yeah. When you cut out your light source, and you know, that really does close in a space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, your dad wanted the mechanics, especially that boiler upstairs, because he replaced two in one year.
Yeah, because of the flooding,
The
hurricane last year and the hurricane this year.
Right. You can't, that's the one thing you do really learn. You do not always get everything you want.
No.
There's always compromise.
There's always a compromise. And
always.
And when I work with people, buyers especially, and they're looking for their first home, and the husband wants one thing and the wife wants something, you're right. There's always a compromise. You're not going to get everything on that I want list.
No, you aren't. And you just have to sort of prioritize.
Correct.
You know, and at some point you have to compromise and just sort of give in a little bit.
Jackie, there's a compromise? You're telling me this after we built the house, I could have got some of the things I wanted?
You got everything you wanted.
Oh, my goodness. I got a garage. That's what I got.
You got the garage.
I got a garage.
Your train room.
Yeah,
well, right.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we go into what
go
I
ahead.
Wanted?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, a laundry chute.
I wanted a laundry chute, and we bring that up all the time.
Yeah,
and I did not get my laundry chute.
No.
Every wall was opened, and I wanted a laundry chute. You would think it would be a simple...
Nothing. Nothing is really simple, to be quite honest.
No, it's not, because nothing lines up from downstairs to upstairs.
Well, it's not that simple, because I didn't get it. It wasn't lined up correctly, right? If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. So if someone is thinking about building, wanting to build, or if they want to do a redesign of something that currently they're living in, residing in, they own, they should call you from the beginning, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and how do we get in touch with you, Kate?
I have, I usually go by way of email, and my email is Kate, K-A-T-E, B-R, B as in boy, R as in rabbit, at comcast.net. So that's Kate, B-R, at comcast.net. I do have a website, too, if you wanted to see the work that I've done so far. It's Kate Breyer Interiors, KateBreyerIntiors.com.
Okay, so you work with people, and they usually know, your consumer usually knows what they want, what they like, what they don't want. Do you, you're bringing in your sense of style, though, too, correct?
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think people tend to select a designer based on what they know of them and their taste. And you're certainly not going to hire a designer who you really don't connect with on a basic taste. So you tend to come together during the project. No one ever has the exact same taste, and really, it's very subjective. There's really not always a right and wrong answer. It just depends on what you are comfortable with and what you think looks good. So people usually come to you that kind of agree with you basically on your taste.
So what's your style? How would you describe yourself? Classic? Traditional?
I think traditional is the traditional that we think of is a little bit out now. It's just fussier, heavier, darker. I think things are a little more transitional, which is not really modern or contemporary, but sort of an update on the old classic look, which is sort of fresher, a little more perspective on, you know, just a younger outlook sort of thing.
Well, we can talk about what that all means after we go to break. We're going to head towards a break. Before we go to break, Pat, would you please review a listing?
Yes, we have an absolutely move-in condition home located at 120 South Merrifield Avenue in Scranton for only $85,900. This three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home has a newer roof, new windows, new tile foyer, new carpet and living and dining room. It also has a brand-new kitchen and a pantry with an extra sink and shelves. The half-bath was renovated, and the stacked washer and dryer are on the first floor. It also has walk-in closets, new light fixtures, and new storm doors. So if you're looking for a home where everything has been done, give us a call about 120 South Merrifield Avenue in Scranton, a three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home for $85,900, and that is listed by Marissa Bevilacqua of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors put out an article I thought was interesting, Four Growing Home Trends in 2013. The first on the list is boutique-style closets. Closets have become more important to homeowners. The master bedroom walk-in closet was one of the top projects on U.S. designers' lists, according to the American Institute of Architects. Closets will continue to be important to owners this year, and people want that boutique feel. They want illuminated rods, compartments, and shoe walls are very popular. I like the idea of a shoe wall. And number two on the list are smart homes. While home automation has been around for years, the newest systems use Apple products to automate living spaces more effectively and for less money. Home builders say smart home technology is one of the most commonly requested amenities today. Also, there's real estate-related social networks popping up. Facebook may have put social networking on the proverbial map, but there are some social networking platforms centered on housing, such as Nextdoor.com. And number four on the list is going green. This is big. Green home building is projected to comprise as much as 38% of the U.S. residential market by 2016. We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, co-host, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. You're very peppy today.
Yes, it's nice to be here.
Good, good. And our special guest today is Kate Breyer from Kate Breyer Interiors, an interior designer. Good morning again.
Good morning again.
Before the break, we were talking about several things, specifically what the difference between an interior designer and interior decorator are. And to sum up, I believe an interior designer is a degreed professional capable of designing efficient environments by considering all elements relevant to a room's purpose, correct?
Correct.
You consider traffic flow. You consider furnishings. You consider surfaces and lighting.
Right.
And you work with many professionals along the way, architects, and you also have a network of qualified craftsmen at your disposal, correct?
That's right.
Okay. Now, your style or your design philosophy is more traditional, but you mentioned before the break that traditional is out. How could traditional be out?
Well, no, I don't. It's not really out. It's okay. Just I do think it's. You need like an update on the traditional.
So how do you
look.
Update? All right, what's the update? What's
well,
what's
I mean,
in?
I don't think that people use the heavy drapery that they
right.
used to use on
exactly,
the windows.
Right.
There's not a lot of covering up things. And it's not as many heavy fabrics on your furnishings.
Okay.
I mean, it's a little more transitional, which is, you know, sort of a nod to modern and contemporary.
Lighter, airy feeling.
Yeah. I mean, you think of like... Our parents' generation sort of used their good china. There's not too many people that really use their good china anymore. It's sort of a similar thing. It may be a little, may not last as long, but it's a little bit more casual.
So,
a little more
are dining
to,
rooms in it? When you design a house, is everybody, do they not have the dining room anymore? Are they still there? Or?
No, they're still there. I think the dining rooms are still there, but they... probably are not like as big as they used to be, and people tend to do like they've been doing the great room concept where the kitchen is part of the whole family room idea.
Because we have the dining room set up with the dining room table and we use it faithfully
once
a year.
Right, yeah. You walk through that room.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Actually,
all my son's stuff
right.
is on that dining room table.
All
the Legos.
Yeah,
it's like
Lego
a Lego
project.
Land.
Yeah. Covered every inch of the table.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Well, we'll use the space, but we don't use it the way it's
that's right.
Intended.
Not what it was designed
no,
for.
No, right.
Right. But it is a nice space to have if you have something that you... like for holidays and birthdays and some big events that you don't want to be right in the kitchen.
Right, right,
you know,
more
so
formal.
So it still is. It
right.
still is so relevant, but...
So people are designing homes with the dining room?
I think so, yeah,
okay.
still.
All right.
It's still dining space.
So what do you tell people that want to, say, use something trendy that's in now but
yeah.
maybe won't be in 5 years, 10 years? How
right.
do you approach that?
Well, I mean, that's fine for things like fabric or pillows, but you tend to try to stay, I think, somewhat classic or transitional in your furniture pieces, the framing, tiling in a bathroom, anything that's going to probably be permanent, or, meaning, you know, you're going to have it for, say, 20, 25 years. You can't just easily switch a lot of that stuff out. It's just more practical to try to stay... less trendy, because it's all expensive, you know, no matter what you get. So you might as well get things that are updated, but not something that you're going to be really sick of in 3 years.
Right, right.
You know, so like pillows can be trendy.
Right.
You know, drapery can be trendy.
Because it's not as expensive.
And that's okay. It's not as expensive, yeah.
To redo.
Right.
Okay.
But furniture should be, I think, a little bit more classic.
And like the bathrooms, you don't agree with the blood red concept of a bathroom? Because we walk in some houses and there's some funky colored bathrooms that people have, and like you said, you can't change it out because it's the tile,
yeah,
it's the tub,
too expensive.
It's a gut job. I mean, when they put it in, they must have thought it was fantastic, but now it's not so fantastic.
Yeah, well, you can get that same look with a different shower curtain or a different, you know, curtains or drapery on the window. But I think like your tile, your countertop, your flooring should try to be at least something that you're not going to get really sick of.
Stay neutral. Would you say that's a safe?
Yeah, I do like to stay neutral. I do. There's this one designer who I went to a seminar, and she said, I do all my bathrooms white. Now, she's a big, big designer, Suzanne Kassler, and said, I just always do white bathrooms. So she adds personality with other things.
Like you said, a shower curtain can change the whole color of the bathroom.
Right, right, right. Your paint color.
Yep.
You can get a little different with your light fixtures sometimes, faucets. There's a lot of good product out there.
And the vanity.
The vanity, right.
And the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They can all be
done without.
Have more personality. Yeah. Have more of your personality, or a little bit trendier if you want to.
In terms of tile, you mentioned tile. What's in? What's out? What's the look?
A lot of people are using a lot of glass, which I think is nice. I tend to like ceramic tile, and I do like marble. A nice marble, I think, is always a nice look because it's just rich looking. Not necessarily a polished marble, but like a honed marble. But depending on where you're using it, at the shore, for example, there's a lot of moisture. It's very porous, so you have to be careful. You get a lot of mold and mildew with that. Ceramic tile is always good. You know, it's just sort of a basic look. But 3x6 subway tile is
classic.
It's in, and it's always been in. But you can, there's everything out there. You can get all different shapes of tile depending on what you want to do.
Well, the choices, I wish there was less choice.
I know.
Because it just is very confusing. Oh my gosh I like that. But there is so much to think of too.
There is, and that's part of your job as a designer, is to edit, because there is so much out there, and people have it right at their disposal because everything is on the internet now. So people have seen different tiles. They don't have to go to the places. They see vignettes on the web and they think, well, I want to do this. But it's your job to edit for them what's going to work and what isn't, you know?
So you streamline the process.
You try to, yeah, without them being upset about it. You can't always get everything in one room.
Sure.
You know, you can't get all the colors you want and all the, because some of it works and some of it doesn't.
And you know what works and what doesn't.
You just have to sort of edit.
Right, right.
Do sometimes people just come with you with the plans and say, well, what do you think of these plans? And you just look at it after it's been all laid out. Do you do that sometimes too?
Well, yeah. I mean, it depends on where they bring you in on the project. Some people don't bring you in until it's all done.
Oh, that's no
good. You know, so.
That's too late.
You take that on then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. You can always work with
what you have.
Yeah. Most of the time, people don't bring you in until later on because they don't think of it.
But ideally, as a professional, you would like to be in from the start, correct?
Right, okay. Right. I think it's just helpful.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. And with us today is Kate Breyer from Kate Breyer Interiors. Kate is an interior designer. How do we get in touch with you, Kate, please?
I usually like to use email, and my email address is Kate, K-A-T-E, B-R, B as in boy, R as in rabbit, @comcast.net. And I also have a webpage. It's katebreyerinteriors.com. It's K-A-T-E-B-R-I-E-R INTERIORS.com.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're talking about colors and tiles. What colors are in, what colors are not? Is it just pretty much whatever the consumer wants? How do you help them decide which colors would best fit bathrooms, living rooms, bedrooms, so on and so forth?
You know, usually clients have a look that they want and they like particular colors. You know, people say, I really don't want green, so you just don't do green. You can just really do anything. But neutrals are still in, just sort of subtle, very sort of comfortable looks. Geometrics are very in. It's a very big, it's a lot of geometric pattern in fabric, tile actually, furniture, lamps. They all have sort of an architectural look to them lately. But there's everything is out there still. You can get virtually anything in any, you know, furnishings that you would like.
Well, I just recently came across an article from the National Association of Realtors, and Pantone's color of the year is emerald.
Right, emerald green.
So do you see a lot of people doing that?
Yeah, probably less so in my business yet. I think that's probably true with jewelry and clothing, more fashion. Of course, people can add, but I don't think everybody's turning their houses green. You know what I mean?
No.
You know, it's just, again, it's expensive because
you're
getting into bigger ticket items. So,
well, last year I remember it was orange. It was tangerine orange. This year it's emerald. And then their other hot colors that they're suggesting for living space is Monaco blue, African violet, and alloy. Mm-hmm. And they say that they will instantly liven up your space. I'm sure
it would.
Well, with paint, you can do a lot with paint. You know, the green can come in with paint. There was a lot of orange. A lot of people were doing like orange pillows, orange walls, and it's still a nice look. But you have to like orange. You have to like green.
You have to like them.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people are doing now these days. I notice this as well. When you go into a property, is that they'll do one wall the dark color and then the other walls, and that's nice because it doesn't make it seem so dark and close and closed up and small.
Right. Right. The darker colors.
But then they can introduce that color on the one wall if they want that color.
An accent wall.
Okay. Well, we had a great discussion with you today, Kate, and I didn't get through nearly what I wanted to with you. Would you come back next week, please?
Sure.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Jack.
Thanks.
And
Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a very nice 3-bedroom, 1-bath home located at 914 Clearview Street in Scranton for only $61,900. This home is in move-in condition. It is a great starter home. It has a new hot water heater, new windows, a very nice updated kitchen. It also has a high-efficiency ductless air conditioners on both floors. It has a first-floor laundry area, a nice level lot, and low taxes of only $1,200 a year. The bathroom has been updated, and it also has a cedar closet. So if you're looking for a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home, give us a call about 914 Clearview Street in Scranton for only $61,900, and that is listed by Julie Roback of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And I have some MLS statistics from the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors to go over. The year-to-date statistics, the absorption rate, and the absorption rate is the amount of months it would take to sell the current supply of homes available for sale. Year-to-date, it is down, and we want that number to keep going down, and it has been continually for some time now. It's now under 10 months. It's at 9.65 months to sell the current supply of homes available for sale right now. The median list price is $143,000, and that is up 2.2%. The median sales price is $112,000. That's also up almost 5% change for 2013. And sold listings, we are just slightly under where we were last year at this time, at 2% less than where we were, but I think we're going to catch up because we've had an extremely busy spring. Pending listings are up, and if they all go to close, they don't always all go to close, but if they all go to close, we will see a change in that sold listing data soon. It's that time. Thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.